This week's Tzar Torah is sponsored L'Schus, the birth of Chaya Mushka Hecht and Eibela Malka and L'Ilui Nishmas Rav Yitzchak David Groner. The learning of the Tzar Torah is L'Schus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi Ben Rivka for Gula Kroiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of Yidden being different than Goyim. The Medrash writes that the Yidden were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the L'Schus of keeping themselves separate from the Goyim. They did this by holding on to their Yiddish names, speaking a Yiddish language, and wearing Yiddish clothing. The Torah tells us clearly, "Uvechukaseihem lo yiseilechu," and in their statutes you should not go. The Rambam explains that just as a Yid is different from a Goy regarding his emunah and keeping of Torah and mitzvahs, so too Hashem wants us to remain separate in our dress, hairstyles, and architecture of the shuls we build. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the purpose of this mitzvah is for us to distance ourselves and despise the behavior of the goyim, even their clothing. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that one is not allowed to dress like the goyim or imitate their actions in other areas. The Medrash writes that Hashem tells the Yidden, "If you are separate from the goyim, then you are mine and you can live in a condition of geula in Eretz Yisrael. But if not, you will be placed in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar or others like him, and you will go into Golos." In Minsk, there once lived two wealthy families who both supported Torah learning by maintaining a Beis Medrash near their home. One family stemmed from Chassidische Yichus, whereas the other was from a Misnagdische background. When the time came to marry off their daughters, they both chose good sons-in-law from respectable families. The Chassidische son-in-law had an untouched beard and dressed in the traditional way, while the Misnagdische son-in-law cut his beard and dressed in a modern fashion. Time went on and both sons-in-law went into business, traveling to Petersburg to strike big deals. The Chassidische one found his way to the local Chassidische Beis Medrash, where they learned Chassidus every night and verbringt, and returned home saying that Petersburg is a true Chassidische town. The other young man, however, was attracted to the malls of Petersburg and the fancy clothing. Looking to strike successful deals, he needed to spend time in the restaurants playing cards and befriending the entrepreneurs. During the decree against Yiddish dress, two officers barged into the home of Reb Hillel Parachar to cut off his payas, but he held on to his long payas tightly, not allowing them to do so. Violently, they withdrew their swords and began hitting his hands and head, causing him to scream. His neighbor, a tailor who had a good relationship with the officers, heard him and came running to help. He promised the officers gifts and convinced them to leave. Very thankful, Reb Hillel promised that after 120 years, the tailor would be buried near him. Many years later, when Reb Hillel passed away, he was buried in the distant city of Kherson. The tailor, getting older, decided to move to one of the children's homes. On his journey there, he stopped in Kherson and stayed at the community hostel, where he suddenly fell ill and passed away. The Chevre Kedisha, not knowing the man, prepared his body and took him to be buried in the section for unknown people. It was the middle of the winter, and due to the fierce snow, they unknowingly buried him near Reb Hillel. Spring arrived, and visitors to the Beis HaChaim were surprised to find an unknown kever near the great chassid. After some inquiry, they unearthed the promise made to the tailor and recognized Hashem's hashkocha that brought Reb Hillel's promise to fruition. Regarding his Mesiras Nefesh, Reb Hillel explained that it had come from a handwritten note of the tzaddik Reb Pinchas Karetzer, which he had in his possession. In the note it was written, "The 50th gate of Tumah is the goyish way of dress, makif debina de klipa, and had the Yidden and Mitzrayim fallen into it, they would not have been able to be redeemed." Similarly, in the time before Mashiach, there will also be an attempt to make Yidden change their way of dress, and unfortunately they will succeed. Only in the schus of individuals who will have Mesiras Nefesh not to change their dress will all the Yidden be able to go to the Geula. Reb Hillel concluded, "Anyone who would have this note would have Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddish dress." Reb Hillel himself wrote that for the above mentioned reason, every Yid should be different in dress from the Goyim so that Kedusha should rest upon them. The Friedrich Rebbe notes that those Yidden who are particular about the payas and tzitzis have a warmth and a love for Torah and mitzvahs, whereas those who are lax in these matters become cold and apathetic to Torah and mitzvahs. Chassidim were always particular that the payas should extend beyond the minimum measurement as an obvious sign of being a Yid. Though they were ridiculed for this, they were not fazed. While living in Russia, the Chassid Rav Moshe Vyshetsky gave much attention to his children's chinuch. When cutting their hair, he would give a Chassidische haircut and leave large payas. One of his children once told him that he thinks that his payas stand out too much when he goes outside. His father explained to him that if his payas will not be noticeable, then they will no longer be considered as payas. Chazal say that it is forbidden to grow one's hair like the Goyim, cutting certain parts shorter while leaving other areas longer. The Medrash says that this is one of the signs of a Yid next to Tzitzis and Bris Milah. Rav Shmuel Abohav, Rav of Venice about 750 years ago, writes about the importance of having a Yiddish haircut. He records that in his youth, the heads of the community would enter the Beis Medrash with scissors in their hands, and if they would see any youth with extended portions of hair, they would immediately snip it off. The fathers, seeing this, would not object, but rejoice. Throughout all generations, the Yidden had a special language and spoke differently from the Goyim around them. Generally, this was done by intentionally jumbling the local language, adding many words from Lashon HaKodesh. Some include not speaking like the Goyim in Chukas HaGoyim, while the Gemara Yerushalmi includes it in the 18 things which Chazal have forbade during the times of Hillel and Shammai. Some explain that the language of a nation expresses its nature, and speaking the language influences the speaker. A number of times, the Rebbe spoke about the importance of speaking Yiddish. Once in Yechides and Tavshin Chav Ches, the Rebbe expressed surprise at the fact that in Russia, no Yid would think of speaking in Russian, while in America, it has been considered permissible to speak the Goyish language. Once during the time of the Gzeiras HaMalbushim, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Maharil, was walking in Lubavitch dressed in full Chassidish Levush when he was stopped by a police officer. Attempting to tell him that he had paid the tax, the Maharil, who could not speak Russian, said, "I am from the rebels," because the word tax and rebels are somewhat similar in Russian. The officer laughed and let him go. The wealthy Baron, Reb Shimon Rothschild, wished to fulfill the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah and wanted it to be written by a Talmud Chacham and Yirei Shamayim. He heard of a Sefer from Russia who met his criteria and had him brought over to Germany where he lived. Under Reb Shimon's careful watch, the Sefer began writing and received payment in increments, enabling him to send funds home for his family support. Finally, as the Sefer Torah neared its completion, Reb Shimon asked the Sefer how much he still owed him. The Sefer took out his notebook where he had marked the payments according to the Goyish months. Seeing this, Reb Shimon was filled with anger. "You calculate according to Goyish months? Someone like you should follow the Yiddish months or the Parshiyos." He gave him the rest of the payment and sent him home together with the Sefer Torah. The Friedeke Rebbe writes, "In Mitzrayim, the Yidden had Kabbalah soil and did not change their names, way of dress, and language, the three things that distinguish one type of people from another. Using a Yiddish name, speaking the spoken Yiddish language, Golosprach, and going with a beard and payas differentiates the Yid as an Am Levodod Yishkoin, a nation kept apart. This prevents socializing with Pirkei Oil, freethinkers, and prevents the Yid from visiting certain places. During the harsh times of Golos Mitzrayim, the Yidden did this without asking why, and by crying out to Hashem with Amunah, and by firm Kabbalah soil on these matters, they merited having the Ge'ulah."